Amplify Podcast with Adeshewa Greg Igudaro is a multimedia production for creatives, influencers, and visionary leaders. Adeshewa believes that there is a working biblical template for those who have been called to rise in their vocation and businesses for such a time as this. On this podcast, you will find principles for producing lasting results in what God has called you to do without compromise. You would learn from Bible stories and scriptures, useful lessons for your journey. So, welcome to today's episode of Amplify Podcast with your host, Adeshewa Greg Igodaro.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Amplify Podcast. My name is Adeshewa Greg Igodaro. I am super excited to be bringing this episode to you. This is a special series. We've titled it The Voices of Impact, and we are having conversations with beautiful, brilliant, and super houses all around the world who are doing amazing things, you know, building businesses, empires, ministries based on the blueprints of God. And it's exciting, you know, to be here again this year. Remember that what we do at the Amplify Podcast is to help you to have your voice, find your voice, stay within the calling that God has given you, whether you're in the ministry or in the marketplace, and begin to see beyond where you are now so that you start to build from the with the end point in mind. And today I have with me for the very first episode of the Voices of Impact series. She's now my sister from another mother. So her name is Amanda Sibiya. Yeah. And I am super excited to welcome her in this conversation. I hear she was born in Pretoria, because I did some background check. But you know, she's my sister, so I'm born in Nigeria, she's born in Pretoria. And we're just going to be having this conversation together. Like, you know, every time I have someone with me, and they become friends, they become family, and you know, we just gist. So this is not that interview where we're sitting uptight. We're just going to be real with you, and our conversation today is around faith, fame, and entrepreneurship. And so we're going to be weaving into the fabric of this conversation our journeys with God, the business that He's called us to do, and where we are right now, of course, where He's also taking us to. So, Amanda, please. Okay, no. Now make welcome the one and the only. See your friend in Africa, Amanda Hi, sis. Welcome. Thank you for joining me.
For having me.
Awesome. Okay, so Amanda, please just tell us a little bit about yourself, and then just tell us your story. Don't rush it. How you started. I know that there are many days you thought, you know, I'm just going to give up. Just give us that journey, and then we'll start our conversation from there.
The journey is long, but this year, 2024. I'm actually celebrating my 10th year anniversary in being an entrepreneur. I started my first business in 2014. I feel like I sound old when I say that. But I'm like, really, I'm like a teenager. I was just born yesterday. But my entrepreneurial journey started like, 10 years ago. I didn't even know it was called being an entrepreneur. I just thought, like, this is a thing that I'm going to do, or I'm going to solve a problem. It's going to be fun. I didn't know I was going to be broke along the line. I didn't sued along the line. So, I mean, it's been a very fun journey, but not one that was, like, without any trouble or without any obstacles. So when I started in 2014, I co-founded a creative agency and a creative portfolio magazine. So we had two companies. I don't know who told me to start a publishing company as a first business. Like, I can speak to my 21.
It's a lot.
You say, are you mad? Because publishing it's such a tough industry. Mm-hmm. Print is so expensive.
Yes.
Why is paper so expensive? I have abundance of trees.
Yes.
Right. I didn't but I just like, I just went with the wind. Passion fueled everything that I did when I started. And there was so much fulfillment. Broke or not, lunch money or not, I just felt so fulfilled in doing what I was doing. Because I don't want to say I was sure that that was what God had called me for, but I knew that there was nothing else that I wanted to do. And I was like, surely, if there's nothing else for me to do, then surely this is what I'm supposed to do. And we ran the business for quite some time, for I think about 4 or 5 years. We split in 2018. It wasn't a beautiful split, but I knew I had to go because God told me to leave, and I left with nothing also. It was a successful business. We had been invested in, we got investors I think in our first year of being in business. First to the second year of being in business, we got invested in. Third year in business, we got sued by our investors. So,
wow. Wow.
But we continued with our path in doing what we had to do and what I felt God was leading me to it. And I remember there was a day when I think it was like a week or so after getting the papers that we're getting sued. I remember in that time, or week and a half after that, God was like, let it go. I was like, let go of what? What are you talking about? You know, I wasn't sure what that word was for, but I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to let go.
Let go.
But are you trying to say I should let go of the battle, the legal battle? What are you saying? So obviously we continued. God, you know, brought people our way in terms of lawyers who are going to do the whole thing pro bono. I was like, fantastic. Later on, it became clearer that I had to let go of the business. The one that was successful was the agency, because it was bringing a lot of money. And at the end of the day, I knew I had to do nothing with it. Like, I had to just hand over my shares to my co-founder at the time, and for her to take that part of the business. I took the magazine part of the business, but I knew that I couldn't continue on with it because I had to also let go of the name. So they both had similar names. And God was like, the vision is not in the name. Okay, I got you. So when I left, and God speaks to me through dreams most of the times.
I was actually going to ask you, you know, for someone, you said a lot of things already. You talked about partnership, you talked about investment, partnerships on different levels. Partnership on the level of, you know, starting the business, partnership on the level of getting people to help with the business, and then partnership with God. And I was going to ask you, for something that you kind of felt like, I'm not sure if this is what God wants me to do, but I know that this is what I have to do. And you get to the point where you are so sure that God says, let it go. That's not a very nice feeling, I know that, but for someone who is not sure, still trying to hold on to something that God is already saying let go of, someone who is not sure, should I let go of just the business and keep the partnerships? You know, there's just so many things in between. You know how you can split and the relationship becomes strained? And then you're trying to find your footing. So I just want you to speak to that. I want you to please share how you knew and you were very sure that you had to leave and let it go.
I mean, the lines were blurry for some time, because during that time, the litigation was going on. We're getting lawyers do this, and we're obviously fighting together, because on the legal papers, it's my name, it's her name, it's the business's name. So the letting go part didn't make sense initially to me, because I was like, I don't know what to let go of. Am I letting go of the partnership? Am I letting go of the business or the legal battle? Because a lot was going on at that time, it didn't make sense to me.
Wow.
And not that I didn't inquire of God, and I'm like, okay, I'm inquiring, but you're not answering me. What am I supposed to let go of? And it wasn't until months later that it was clear that I needed to, you know, get, you know, let go of the business, because there's a lot of things that were happening in between. I'm sure it was like even a year later. So it wasn't an immediate response of what to let go of. And I remember what I did when I initially heard God say, let it go. Her and I had 50-50% of, you know, each business. And I would never recommend, you know, don't go 50-50 if you're going to go in a business partnership. There needs to be one person who has majority shareholding in order to kind of, you know, make the final decisions in essence, and things need to be clear.
Right.
And that had 50-50%. And when God said, let it go, I think a month after, I was like, okay, listen, we had a conversation and I said, I think you should take majority of the shares. So we split then 49-51. Okay. I thought that was what God had intended by saying, let it go, as in like, let go of majority or let go of leadership. So what I did was-
equality itself.
Exactly. So what I did is like, okay, listen, I think let's go 49-51. But obviously that's not the extent of what God meant. so not that, I mean, I did act according to what God said, but it wasn't exactly what he did. So I think the obedience was very important in order for me to hear the extent of what God was saying. Hmm. So I had to do the first part. Okay, fine. Take 51%. I'll take 49. But that wasn't the extent of it. Later on, more months after that, as the litigation was going through and as the relationship became very strained between me and my business partner, we were very good friends. And I mean, we hardly speak even to this day.
Wow.
No, we don't speak till this day. Wow. And as much as I could mourn the friendship, it got very strained during the litigation, very strained during all the like the years in which we were going in and out of court, meeting lawyers and such. But it only became apparent later on when we were trying to mitigate and save whatever we could save within the business and the relationship, that it became clearer what God was saying I should let go of. And I think the person who was trying to mitigate the whole conversation was like, okay, what are you willing to let go of? I was like, okay, I think I know what it was, God, you know? And then at that point, it became clear, okay, fine. It's okay for me to not take the agency. Like, I know I should let it go. And it was such a very clear split for me, because it's not something that God told me on the spot, but something I heard months ago, that even now, it's easier for me to do because I'm not hearing it for the first time. So the experience throughout hearing God's voice was very important until I had to actually make the decision of letting go. So it was a very long process, but I think the one thing that's very clear to me even now is obedience is absolutely paramount in hearing God's voice in order for you to make whatever decision you want to make at the end.
Wow. Amazing. I like how you talk about obedience. I am a stickler for obedience. I know that there is not one thing that we are going to do successfully if we say that we're believers, we run a business, we're visionaries, and we don't obey God. But sometimes obedience is very hard. And I'm sorry about how the split went. But I want to ask you, did that impact on your next steps? Did that split impact on your next steps? Because now there's Branding Africa. Now there's Amanda, who's doing amazing things, right?
Yeah.
How did that journey impact where you are?
That journey is the only reason why I am where I am right now. If it had not been for that journey, I honestly, I don't think that I would be as resilient as I am today. Branding Africa wouldn't exist either. So for me, it was very important for me to go through that journey in the way in which I went through it in order for me to be where I am today. So there was a lot that happened, because when we decided to split, because we had a magazine as well, and it would launch every quarter, would have a new issue that comes out, and was a portfolio magazine that kind of showcased artists from all around Africa. And we had a specific issue, which was the last one that launched in July of 2018. And that's the year of our split. July of 2018, I will never forget it, because we were
<It's a> mark.
Hey, like I've got trauma. But so when it was happening, we were in partnership with a specific brand from New Zealand, which was and we had to kind of put together a magazine in partnership with them. And we split weeks before, not even weeks, days before the launch of the
Yeah, now I know why you can never forget.
That's when we had signed all the documents. Listen, goodbye. You go your way, I go mine. Days later, that issue had still had to be launched, and they were launched with a, you know, a big hurrah of exhibition, musicians. It was an actual event, and I couldn't say, hey guys, well, I don't have a partner anymore, so I can't do this. I could not. There was no excuse. First of all, the brand's already paid, so
they have to get their money. Yeah,
have to get their money's worth. The venues are already paid. All the artists are confirmed. There's nothing that's not confirmed. We are days away from this event happening. And I just remember having a conversation with her the day of the event. It's like, just please make sure not to mention my name, because I don't want people to think we're still partners when we're not. And because I had taken the part of the magazine, I had to launch that last one before like finishing it off, because I ended up not taking the name because they had the same name. So in our agreement, I had agreed that I would not take on the name. She would keep the name.
Okay.
And I also signed a non-compete that I will not start an agency that would compete with the one that we ran for the next 2 years after the split. So this split seems like I got the short end. But I knew God said, baby girl, let it go.
Ouch.
And I, as much as I wanted to fight it, and I was like, this is my child. This is a child I gave birth to.
Yeah.
Like, infancy. How can I just give someone else this child that I very much still so love, and just like, it'll be fine, and just hope and pray that everything will be fine. So at the time, I mean, I did end up launching. This was in July in 2018. It was such a successful launch. And unfortunately, I had to just tell them, okay, guys, this is the last one. This is not going to happen again. But I'm launching something new very soon. And in the time of our split, God had spoken to me about what was next.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a very clear, this is what's next. It was just, you know, glimpse, and you know, God doesn't tell you a full story.
Yes, the pieces.
Maybe such a small piece. I'm like, Lord, what am I supposed to do with this short piece of story? But I ended up, I knew God had something bigger in store for me. I knew that something else was coming. And at the time, I knew I couldn't also launch Branding Africa. And honestly, the idea of Branding Africa had not even come at that point.
Mm.
All I knew is that I wanted to tell African stories authentically. That's all I wanted to do. Oh. So I then launched the housing company of Branding Africa. It's called Hadithi Africa Media Group. And Hadithi means, you know, stories or fairy tale in Swahili. So all that's all I knew. I had a dream about the logo. I knew that's what I was going to do. What it was going to do, what it was going to house inside, I had no idea. I just knew step one. I don't know what step 10 looks like. I don't even know what step 2 looks like. I just need to take next step. From July, when we launched when I launched the last magazine, September of the same year, I launched Hadithi Africa in such a huge scale. It scared me so much.
Wow.
There's a mall in Midrand, which is a city, like the city, mid-city here in Pretoria in South Africa. And there's a Mall of Africa, which I think one of the largest malls in Africa. And I launched Hadithi Africa at the mall, which literally we took over the whole second floor of the mall. We had an exhibition throughout the whole second floor of the mall, and it was so big that it scared me so much. I'm like, Lord, are we really doing this?
You're saying this, and you're saying it was so big, it scared you so much. But the only thing I'm seeing here is courage. Because it takes, I mean, it's the same year for starters.
Months later.
Starters, it's the same year. Why did you go that big?
I didn't. God made it big. I was trying to just gather a few people and just call it a day. But God had different plans. Honestly, the things that kept happening, one thing after another, the brands that kept approaching, the people saying, don't worry, I got this. I didn't pay for anything. I need you to understand that this whole thing was God's launch. It had nothing to do.
No. I'm gonna hold on. Just wait. Backtrack a bit. And the reason I'm doing this is because I understand that there's something called the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're walking in your bigger picture already. Mm. Right? However, when you start, because it looks like you're telling a fairy tale. And yes, I know that there's nothing impossible with God. I know that. But let's hold on. I want you to tell me when you knew you were going to start in Lithia Africa, what did you do?
Well, I had very important conversations with people who I thought would help in launching it. What was meant to happen is that it was meant to be, I mean, obviously it was just a platform for telling the African narrative. And at the time, obviously, I was still very passionate about publishing and being in the publishing sector or industry. And I wanted to launch almost an issue for each African country. So there would be 54, 55 at the end of the day. And the first one I was going to start with was Ghana. So I traveled to Ghana that August, same year in the August, to gather content, to have conversations. Had conversations with the authority of tourism. Like I had, you know what? I sent so many emails. I did not sit down. Like the dream, when the dream haunts.
This is what I wanted to hear, because, you know, somebody just thinks, oh, God is saying to go to the next thing. And you just think that it's going to come. Yeah, that's why I needed you to backtrack and just, you know, give us the steps. You wrote emails. Yeah.
I wrote so many emails. I made so many phone calls. I spoke to so many people. And I mean, obviously you'll get people who's like, oh, I don't think this is gonna work. Mm. And that's fine. You're gonna knock on 10 doors. Not all of them are gonna open, maybe one or two. And the ones that you open are ones that are meant to open. So, you know, you ask, you seek and you knock. So I kept asking, seeking and knocking until certain doors were opened and certain opportunities came about as well. So it's not that I was just a sitting duck and I just sat and waited. Okay, God, you said this is what's next. Mm. Let's see it happen. It wasn't a just sit and wait. It was a work in waiting. So there was a lot of work that went into it. And what was terrible is that I was doing most of the work alone. And at the time, I was very used to having a partner to just say, hey, listen, I've got this idea. What do you think? And God taught me something so important during that time, is that, yeah, you had a physical partner, but you got a partner in the Holy Spirit as well. So that, hey, what do you think? I've got this idea, became more of a prayer and like, Holy Spirit, listen, I need your help. I don't know. What do you think? So my relationship with the Holy Spirit got so intimate in those times, because every single idea that I had, that I would usually call someone and say, think, or love, can I, it became, Holy Spirit, can I do it? Holy Spirit, who should I call?
I love this.
You know, it became such an intentional relationship and closeness with the Holy Spirit at the time, that I think it led one step until the other. When I didn't know where to go, God would just illuminate one way or one person or one call, or one, you know, something that I needed to do, someone I needed to go to that place. And I would go to a place not knowing why I'm going to a certain place. But at the end of the day, when I got there, I was like, oh, this is why I'm here. So that's what I'm saying. My relationship with the Holy Spirit during those months
I like how you take the initiative, but then you present it before here. Usually, people are used to, I'm waiting for him to say something. But you think something and you're like, can I do this? I love it.
Yeah, it had to happen. I think it was a very intentional lesson for me as well, because I was so used. I mean, for years, I had an actual business partner, and for a year and some change, we lived together. So it was easy to just knock on a door and say, hey, what do you think? Yeah. How about we call? And I think honestly, it's such a lesson to everyone that that's honestly the very relationship with, we should have with the Holy Spirit, that when you have, when you want to do something, the first person to consult is the person of the Holy Spirit. Necessary for me to learn that during that time, because it was, it became very paramount in my later years. And even today, I don't necessarily do something without consulting the Holy Spirit. Even the launch of Branding Africa itself, it took 2 years for me to launch Branding Africa, but it wasn't without the help of the Holy Spirit. So
you've got speed, girl. You've got speed. What? It's interesting. 2 months after letting go, you started DT Africa. Then 2 years after, you've got speed.
I can't just sit and wait for something to happen.
I love it. And I love that this speed is not even an ambitious. It's the speed of God. You know, because it takes the spirit of God to breathe on something that starts, you know, new. And then where you're standing in the room and you're like, where did all these people come from?
No, because my it was shocking how everything happened during that time. So the launch of Hadithi African itself, like when it came together, I just stood there in awe of God, to be honest, because I was like, I could have not been here 2 months ago. And I could have not been here had I not let go. Because I kept it and kept fighting. No, this also belongs to me. I would have never been, because I would have still been carrying a weight of something that God had already let go. So mourning for something that God had already let go. So I really thank God for speaking to me months before, saying I should let it go, because it became easier months later. But when I stood there at the launch of this thing that literally spanned a week, I was in awe, because I don't think that's the scale of it, we would have been able to do it in my previous company. And it showed me, when you trust God and you're obedient, there is a reward. It's not because we're not just suffering for the sake of the suffering is not just, oh, this is fun, let's do this. There is a reward after that. And I think there's a lot of people who think there's no reward in salvation and in believing in God. There's no reward. It's like, it's just suffering after suffering and rules after rules. But all of that is to honestly get you to a point where you're going to be in awe of, oh my goodness, God's grace is honestly huge for me.
I love your journey. I mean, it's not interesting going through the pain and everything, but I love how God has put it together. So I want you to do something as we close this conversation. I want you to brag on God. I will explain. So we usually host, there's a business breakthrough series that we usually host. We have business breakthrough prayers every last Saturday in the month. And then every February of every year, we have the Business Breakthrough Retreat for business owners. And what I hear you, I mean, from all of this conversation, and I know that we said, oh, this conversation was going to be around faith, fame, and entrepreneurship. And I mean, we've had that conversation. But all I hear, most of what I hear is, for somebody who is skin breakthrough in business, it's time to start again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's time
to start over, yes. You've probably let go, or you're still trying to hold on to something. But if you're going to break through in business, it's time to start again. And it's time to start with the Holy Spirit. And so I want Amanda to brag on God. Amanda, you're going to tell us what you do on. I mean, do not even try to be humble. I want you to articulate, like, just tell us everything that God, if you were going to do like a status report of your business, what God has done, how many people you've reached, if possible, approximately how much you've made in this number of years. And why you're doing that is because I want somebody to see what is possible.
Yeah.
Goodness. So the number of years, let them know, oh, you can do this in 2 years with God. You can do this in 5 years with God. So please brag on God.
I'm only going to brag about last year. I don't even need to go. I mean, my whole entrepreneurial career journey is braggable. But even just the tiny bit of last year, because Branding Africa is only 2 years old. We launched only in 2021. And since the launch, we've helped so many entrepreneurs in building great brands. We've worked with huge organizations as well. One that I'm super proud of is working with the African Union. And for me, it's like, if you're gonna, you know, work, you have to make an impact as well. And we're able to do impact work with the African Union as well. And through some of my work, or most of my work, I've been able to travel to numerous African countries, and I've not paid for any single trip. Woo! Because, you know, I'm even spending my own money. There's like money money on certain things, but like, God has made sure for me, for my name to be mentioned in rooms that I'm not present in, for my gift set president for me, like my gift honestly has rolled out the red carpet for me in the work that I kind of do. I'm called to speak at like a lot of workshop and masterclasses in brand building within the African continent. It's not just in South Africa. So as much as my work before was limited to the country that I'm in, now with the work that I do with Branding African, I think the name is very intentional as well, and very prophetic more than anything.
Yeah.
We're gonna brand something. We're not only branding Pretoria or South Africa, but I am branding Africa. And in that name is prophecy. And just after launching that name, I've been able to travel a number of African countries in building beautiful brands and very great brands as well. Last year was, last year were obviously just the year in. And for a company to just be 1 year old and turn over more than $50,000, for me, it's like, I'm sorry.
No, you don't need to be sorry.
For a year old, it's usually sometimes very impossible for a service company as well. We don't sell a physical product. I sell my mind. We sell products that are structured around my mind. And I feel like my God has given me a sound mind in order for me to give wisdom and knowledge. So God's really opened a lot of doors, and God has opened the doors of Africa for me in a way that is like ridiculous, that I believe. And last year I was like, also won an award for Entrepreneur of the Year for Santam. And for me, it's like, I've never won an award that came with money, which was great. Like, you know, some awards are great. They give you a
trophy. Yeah. But there's trophy and then there's money.
So I was like, you know what, Lord, let them come. Let them continue. So, I mean, as much as I appreciate the recognition given within my country and outside of my country, the recognition that I'm most proud of is the recognition God will give me at the end. And I cannot wait for God to say, my daughter, you've done well done. And that's the reason why I do what I do, because the marketplace is my calling, is my pulpit. And I will continue saying that you cannot go as far as you think you can go if you're not with God. So I hope that we do more than we've done in the past couple of, in the past year alone, because last year was really a great year. And just for it to be in our first year of business and also turn over something that I've never seen, even when I had a business partner.
Well, you still do have a business partner.
Yes. A physical one. One that I'm...
Right.
I mean, with my new business partner, I can only imagine the kind of impact that I will make across the continent and across the world as well. So I, like, one thing for me, it's like God will make sure that your name is mentioned in rooms that you are not present in. And every single day is testament to that for me. And I cannot wait to see what God has in store for me. I don't know what it is. I only know the next step. And I remember having a conversation earlier this year and someone asked me, what are your plans for 2024? I'm like, I don't know. I can only tell you about Jan. I can only tell you about Feb that's coming, because I can't plan for a December that I don't know. You know, tomorrow, that depends on God. Do I have desires? Absolutely. Yeah. Do I have goals that I want to reach? Absolutely. But if you're asking me about plans, I can only tell you about the tomorrow that God has revealed to me. Do I have a big picture, absolutely. But as far as God allows me to see, that's as far as I'm going to allow myself to plan. So I'm not going to, you know, go ahead of God as well. Wait for him to say something and then I will follow. I'm not leading anything here.
I love it. I love it. Wow. It's been a very powerful conversation. I am so blessed to find you and have a conversation with you. And I'm sure that we're going to, you know, take this relationship. Now I'm sounding like somebody that wants to get married to you. But I know that
we're
going to have a relationship. Indeed, we're going to come to Africa and we're going to do this for God. Thank you so much for sharing this story. I just want to ask you to maybe pray or leave a word with somebody who is trusting God for some level of breakthrough as a visionary.
Lord, we thank you for this day, this conversation. I thank you for you are good, you are a great God, that you have plans to prosper us and not to harm us, and that we don't have to just worry about what these plans are, but know that they are good and they will prosper us. They will give us a hope and a future. I pray that we trust in that plan that you've given us, that we are not discouraged by you know, setbacks, and setbacks do happen, but let those setbacks be to bring us closer to you and closer to the plan you have for us, and strengthen the relationship that we have with the Holy Spirit in order for us to know how to be led at each point. And anyone who is discouraged, I pray that they may remember that God has good plans in store for them, and good plans only. And if there are setbacks, just, you know, learn from them and see what God is saying to you in that season in order to see yourself on the other side. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Amanda. It's been an interesting conversation. And I'm excited as to what God is going to do with you and for you and through Banding Africa in this year. All right, everyone, thank you for joining this episode. Till I see you next time in the next episode, keep speaking the words that God has put in your mouth. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining in on today's episode. If you found this useful, feel free to follow Adeshewa on social media at Adeshewa Inc. That is, at Adeshewa Inc. And leave a comment or a review. Till she comes your way next time, make your voice count, make your voice heard, and focus on amplifying through significant work.